Yeah, hey, we don't know. We don't know what September's like when the NFL is supposed to begin. And with more on that, let's welcome in from the Buffalo Bills, Andre Roberts, two-time Pro Bowler, one of the great return specialists in the league. How are you, Andre?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yes.
Have you wrapped your head around potentially playing some games in an empty building this season?
I have wrapped my head around it, and I've talked to a lot of my teammates and friends about it. And it'll be very interesting, to say the least.
How are, I guess, your mindset? Like, obviously you're just going to focus on playing, but if there's no fans in the building, would you be on board with them piping in fans or piping in sound, or it just doesn't matter to you? You just want to worry about winning games?
To be honest, I just want to worry about winning games. The last thing I want to think about is, you know, fake fan noise and how they're going to do it on TV, and how the fans are going to perceive the game watching it on TV with no crowd noise. All that kind of stuff is not part of my job description, so I try not to think about it, and I focus on just winning games.
Well, in the past, a lot of people could say, well, then why did you pick Buffalo? But it's a totally different scenario where that team is on the rise, and they already were before Tom Brady left the division. How does just the whole makeup of that division feel and look differently? Because I know you know it well from your past with the Jets, now that Tom Brady is no longer with the Patriots.
Yeah, it's very different. I think it's wide open. I think everybody knows that. And I think we're just trying to do our best right now with things we can do virtually, try to prepare for when the season starts, whenever it starts, that will be rolling on all cylinders. I think everybody's going to have a little rust. We didn't have our OTAs or anything, but the team that's best prepared, I think we're one of those teams, will start fast and finish strong.
How has your training regimen differed from, I guess, previous years with COVID and what's been going on? I'm sure you've been able to stay in shape, but has it differed a lot or just slightly?
Just slightly. Not being able to catch passes from Josh Allen on a week-to-week basis is obviously different. But working out-wise, I'm doing pretty much the same thing, staying in shape, eating healthy, and trying to be prepared for when training camp comes so I can be, in the right mindset and body, mind, and spirit.
Can you even describe the difference? Like, let's say you had one of your buddies go to a field and had him throw some passes as opposed to an elite quarterback like yours. Like, can you even describe the difference of how that ball comes out?
Even in the summertime, we have a quarterback come out and throw to us, but it's definitely not the same with a guy that you work with on a day-to-day basis. But just catching the ball, seeing the ball, looking it in, using the jugs machine, even someone throwing the ball up for me to catch punts and kicks is better than nothing. So we just take it as that. Obviously, you would rather have a punter punting to you or a kicker kicking to you when you practice as a returner or your quarterback throwing to you. But you can't always have that, and we understand that as professional athletes. We just try to do the best we can with the resources we have.
Andre, speaking of quarterback, Drew Brees came out with comments. Earlier today, he came out and apologized. Do you have any thoughts on what was said by him and his apology?
Obviously, what he said was way off base. I think obviously he's going to apologize once he knows that it was off base, but I'll kind of just leave it at that. I mean, it is what it is. I hope he meant what he said in his apology, and those were his words. And at some point in time, slowly but surely, hopefully his teammates will gain his trust.
Were you surprised?
Or he'll gain his teammates' trust.
Were you surprised by the reaction of his teammates last night?
No, not at all.
Andre Roberts joining us on Overdrive, one of the newest Bills, a big offseason acquisition. Can I also call you the fastest Buffalo Bill?
You can call me one of the fastest Buffalo Bills.
Come on,
we have
you got to say the fastest.
A whole lot of speed.
Like, Stephon Diggs is not beating you in a race, right?
I don't think he's beating me in a race. But we do have a lot of speed in our team. We got a guy named Robert Foster. He can go. I don't know if you've seen him, but he can go. But I'll say I'm definitely one of the fastest, especially with the ball in my hand.
How is the communication with the guys in your team? Is there, you know, texting, obviously, you know, is there a group text going on? Are you close with some of the guys on the team? Are you still developing relationships? Take us through that.
Yeah, I have a great relationship with a lot of guys on the team. We have our Zoom meetings, and we meet four times a week, like some of the teams are doing. I think our receiver group is pretty close-knit, and we grew that last year. And fortunately, we have a lot of the same guys back. So all we're doing now is building on those relationships. But our team is pretty close, and part of being in Buffalo and not necessarily having all the things to do, which is nice, you can connect more with your teammates, and I think that definitely helps us when we play games.
Joined by Andre Robertson from the Buffalo Bills. Great receiver, great return specialist, and also pretty good traveler as well. You know, a lot of professional athletes in the off season lay low, they relax. You have not only gone on vacations, you have gone on vacations and traveled to every single continent in the world. Tough to think about traveling and going on vacations right now, but when we get back to that place and someone asks you, give me one place I need to go, one continent, where would you tell them to go?
It'll be a while, but I still haven't gone to Italy. But my favorite continent is Australia, and that's where I've met my wife. And fortunately, I have a reason to go now every year. And the best thing about Australia for Americans is there's no language barrier, which is nice. They speak English, and their accents are really nice. So I really love the country. And another good thing about going to Australia for a football player is it's in our off season. It's summertime because they're in the southern hemisphere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're in Buffalo, once that winter hits and you want a little bit of warm weather, mm-hmm. you go down under to Australia and get some of the warm weather.
That Buffalo, man, it doesn't mess around with that snow in the wintertime, man. Oh, my God.
I wanted to ask, how do you get talked into eating termites? I read an article today
I think in the article you said it didn't go so well.
I picked up a virus. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Like, how did that transaction go down?
Well, yeah, so we were just walking through the forest and, you know, like, yeah, people eat these termites. It just tastes like pepper. Like, really? Come on. There's no, like, insect that tastes like pepper. And, you know, termites were so small, I didn't even taste them really anyway. But obviously I wasn't surprised when I had a stomach virus after, you know, just eating termites off the ground. It's probably not a good idea. But, you know, sometimes you just... And at that point in my life, I was young. You try everything once, and that will definitely be the once and only time, mm-hmm. one and only time that I'll be eating termites.
You live and you learn, I guess, right?
You live and you learn. I unfortunately had to learn the hard way with that one. I shouldn't have had to live and learn that one. Should have been smarter than that. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Awesome stuff. Before I let you go, we talked about how the division has changed. What do you expect from Brady and Gronk in Tampa Bay and what they could get up to there?
I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Obviously, he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And I think when he gets to Tampa, he's going to show that he's still that guy. But I think the other teams are going to have something to say about it. I don't think that he's just going to be able to come in that division and just wreck shop. And Gronkowski, if he can come back to form and how he was when he left the game, he's going to be a force to deal with. But we'll see, you know. Gronk was out of the game for a year, and Tom Brady going to a new situation in the NFC. So a little different over there.
Well, the good news is he's out of your division. So
yeah,
and you're part of a real good team in Buffalo. Andre, yeah. we appreciate you coming on to the show to talk about a lot of different topics, and we're hoping that Bills Mafia will be able to cheer you on in September, and we'll be able to see that stadium full sooner rather than later.
I hope so, too. We love the Bills fans, and if you don't have any fans, I know they'll be watching, but hopefully we can get them back sooner rather than later.
You know it. Awesome stuff. We appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
There's Andre Roberts from the Buffalo Bills, one of their offseason acquisitions, and part of a team. It's been a while that we've said the Buffalo Bills might be the favorites in the AFC East, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But, termites, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, termites, I don't
know. Termites reminds me of Pat Quinn. It was the first speech I ever heard from him. He came in the locker room, and he had this like gorgeous three-piece suit on. The jacket was off, and he had his notes and kind of fidgeted with his glasses, and I'm like, here it comes. Like, here comes a legendary speech from Pat Quinn, the great Pat Quinn. He goes, "You guys want to be termites or ants?" He goes, "Termites scatter." He goes, "Let's be ants. They stick around. They work. Let's be ants." And then he walked out of the room. I was like, what the heck? That wasn't what I was looking for.
I love
it. But I had to get the ant mentality
going. What's the reaction? Like, is everyone like, yeah, let's do it?
I don't know, man. It's the NHL guys. Yeah. They're like, all right, let's go. Let's go, whatever.
Okay.
It was just one of his great speeches. You want to be a termite or an ant?
Pat Quinn.
I was like, I guess I'm going to be an ant tonight. He had some beauties, that guy.